This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Washington's ready to support and facilitate direct negotiations between the Afghan government and Taliban. This announcement came as Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced details for a new ceasefire. There was no immediate reaction from the Taliban. In his first televised speech since being sworn in as Pakistan's new prime minister, Imran Khan said the country is in the worst condition ever and pledged to fix that. He said the country's debt has reached such a level that Pakistan will have to have more debt in order to meet its obligations. He also spoke of his vision for an Islamic-based welfare system. VOA asked RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Jonah Blank about Khan reaching his goals.
He has identified a lot of the right problems, but so have his predecessors. And none of them have succeeded in summoning up the money and the political will to address them.
And in that TV speech, Prime Minister Khan pointed to the growing divide between the rich and poor in his country and said that he would adopt austerity measures to relieve the strain on Pakistan's economy. At least five people were killed by a strong earthquake that struck the Indonesian tourist island of Lombok just hours after a 6.3 magnitude quake. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck Lombok on August 5th killed 436 people, forced hundreds of thousands from their homes. About 90 elderly South Koreans are reunited with North Korean relatives that they have been separated from for more than six decades since the Korean War in the early 1950s, that reunion taking place at Mount Kumgang Resort in North Korea. This is VOA News. More than 2 million Muslims from around the world have started the multi-day Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia, one of the tenets of Islam to retrace the steps of the Prophet Muhammad 14 centuries ago. It includes reaching a cave 700 meters above sea level. Abdul-Majid Malik is from the U.S.
This is a hike that the Holy Prophet ﷺ made regularly, and it's amazing that he and his wife Hazrat Khadija r.a. made this hike regularly at their age, and so, you know, it gives you extra motivation to push yourself and get to the top.
Every able-bodied Muslim is required to make the journey to Islam's holiest site at least once in their lifetimes. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton is meeting with Israeli officials in Jerusalem to discuss Iran. Bolton appeared on the ABC News program this week.
The president's decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal has put a real crimp into the Iranian economy. I think they're feeling it in their capability for the Quds force of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards to conduct offensive operations in the region here and in Yemen as well.
Bolton also said the U.S., Israel, and Russia share the objective of removing Iranian and Iranian-led forces from Syria and ending its support of Hezbollah. President Trump and his personal attorney are pushing back against a story that the White House counsel has given hours of testimony to the special counsel Robert Mueller, who is looking into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. AP's Ben Thomas has our report.
The New York Times reports that White House counsel Don McGahn has cooperated extensively in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian election meddling and potential collusion with the Trump presidential campaign. The Times says McGahn has provided 30 hours of testimony in three interviews over the past 9 months. But Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells NBC's Meet the Press,
"The president encouraged him to testify, is happy that he did, is quite secure that there is nothing in the testimony that will hurt the president."
Trump himself tweets, "McGahn isn't a John Dean-type rat." Dean was the White House counsel for Richard Nixon during the Watergate scandal. He ultimately cooperated with prosecutors, helping to bring down the Nixon presidency. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Greece exited its final three-year international bailout program today, the first time since 2010 Athens has not been under an international bailout. The office of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras described the final bailout loan as the last act in the drama. Now a new page of progress, he says, justice and growth can be turned. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.